see you all again at Mass, God's house. First question to you, our students. I mentioned this last week, but I want to say it again, because it's last week. We were a week before. What is tomorrow again? What is it? Yep. Thanksgiving. So last week we had Mass on Thursday, so it was actually a week. So I asked about a couple of questions about, and I'll do it again today, because now it's tomorrow, so we don't, I mean, we obviously have Mass today, the day before. What are you thankful for? It's Thanksgiving, right? What are you thankful for? Who are you thankful for? Right. Yes.
Jesus?
Jesus is a great answer. He is the best. That's the best answer right now. I couldn't stop the homily right now. Thank you. Should I be done now? Maybe. Yep.
God?
God? God is a great person to thank you for. Yep. Yep. Your brother. Isn't that nice? Aren't your brothers awesome? And sometimes we go out and fight each other, but really, at the end of the day, when we have brothers and sisters, that's a great gift. Your sister, isn't that adorable? Isn't that nice? I love hearing that. Family. Family's a huge one. Are you having a lot of family coming? Isn't that fun? I mean, sometimes we're adults. I wonder what the conversation will be like with the election year or, you know, the football teams or watching football. But yes, our family together. That's why we come together for Thanksgiving. Let's see, who hasn't said it?
Friends.
Friends? Yeah, friends are another one. Yeah, friends are awesome. Friends are absolutely awesome. Let's see, two more. Wesley, what do you got?
The mother of God.
The mother of God. Yes. I mean, think about our family as you're all talking these different thank yous. We have God, we have Jesus, we have Mother Mary, and then we have our parents. We have our friends. We have our brothers and sisters, right? All right, last one. Christian, what do you got? Your mom and dad, isn't that nice? Again, that's our parents. Those are the ones that help us come to the world. They brought us to the world. All right, so this is what I want to say thank you today before Thanksgiving. You know, we're at Mass. Mass is a place for giving thanksgiving. So first, your last little homework here. When we're praying, when I go up in a couple minutes, and we'll pause, and I'll say, offer your prayers in your hearts. Give your thanks in your heart at that point. But until then, I want to say thank you for a few different people. I would say first, do you know that the people here with you today for Mass, that many of them are here every day at Mass? I call them the daily Mass, our soul of our church, because they come every day. And they're praying for you, they're praying for your families, they're praying for those in the area, those that are hurt, those that are happy, their own family members, and as we pray together every day. So every day, our parishioners are right here. They pray for you, which is awesome. Another, I'd say thank you for all of our employees. And what that means as a priest, so we have both on our school and our church. So for instance, Les Hendrickson is our secretary. Or Sabrina Etnia, she's our leader of faith formation. We have a bookkeeper, Patty Crane. And then we have at the school, they're working. Who do you have? You have your principal, Don Pleasant. Thank you for our teachers. Marnie Poshnick, Ms. Poshnick. Mrs. Silver, Mrs. Eklund. Thank you for all of the work you do. They're the ones that are the people that come from education that we have all been taught, and they have been taught, and they've learned the job to be a teacher. And they are the ones that bring all the information, the knowledge, to your little brains to learn. Right? I say thank you to our community. We do so many things together, not just at our church, but people that are giving the Samaritan, the army, the Salvation Army right now. People are ringing the bells. So we can give our coins and dollars to help those that are poor. We give food to other people. And finally, I would say thank you, of course, to our kids, to you guys, and your family, your parents. I thank your parents, yourselves as students. It's an unbelievable time to have you in our school, to know closer to God, to Jesus, to your learning, to continue to grow with each other, because our school is kind of small, right? And we want to do it as a family, and to always be, again, respectful, to love each other, to say nice things, not bad things, right? To grow with each other in this beautiful school. And so I thank you for our church, our school, for you guys, our parishioners, our employees. Praise God. What a great day. It's Wednesday, your last day before another day's off, vacation. I hope you do a lot of homework again. But God bless all as we continue this day. You'll have your Bible verses today. Make sure you memorize those. And we'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving, I hope, for all of our families. So please stand and we'll offer our prayers.